This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 98 of BookCareers.com Live. I hope you all had a good work in publishing week. We certainly had. What a great initiative from the Publishers Association. And I really hope you learnt lots of new things and had your eyes opened up to the world of careers in book publishing. For us at BookCareers.com, every week is work in publishing week. It's what we do. Provide qualified careers guidance and development for anyone looking to work within our fantastic industry, build a career, or succeed. This episode is entitled Work in Publishing Week, What Next? And it is just a quick walk through all the different avenues and options you can take. Forgive me if some of this sounds like a sales pitch, but we have so much going on at BookCareers.com with a lot of free or low-cost options specifically designed to help you, because that is really what we're all about, and I don't want you to miss out. The first point I want to make about Work in Publishing Week, as I've already had several careers clinic calls about this, is that over the last week, you may have heard conflicting advice about different career routes. And if you're anything like the people who I spoke to, you may be more confused than ever before over which route or direction to take. This is because what you're likely to have heard or read is careers information rather than qualified careers advice or guidance. Lines like, this worked for me, it might work for you too, or this was my career route, are quite common. The speaker and author Jim Rohn said that at all times we must be a student. His actual quote is, be a student, not a follower. Don't just go do what someone says. Take interest in what someone says, then debate it, ponder it, and consider it from all angles. And that is what you need to do with all the careers information you've been given. General advice given in blogs or talks needs you to be a student. It might be directed at you, but unless someone is professionally qualified to sit and talk to you and go through your specifics, your wants and your needs and guides you appropriately, then it might not be very helpful. The fundamentals of career guidance are that it is informed, impartial, timely and qualified. The person guiding you needs to know about all the different career options, not just the ones they may have personally taken. They need to be impartial. The person needs not to be directly involved in the advice given. And the advice needs to be unbiased, unprejudiced, and isn't loaded information. Timely advice means that it needs to be current and useful. And qualified, the person guiding you has to have a degree level professional qualification, usually RCDP status, that's Registered Career Development Professional, and that enables them to guide you to make career decisions. And let's be honest about this. Career decisions very often are life-changing, and this is why I really go on about why it's so important to get professional careers guidance. If you're still in education, the chances are that your school, college, or university will give you access to a qualified careers advisor. especially if you're currently at university and studying publishing, your university career service is likely to have a wealth of information for you, and all likely to be from qualified careers advisors. If you're unemployed and currently at the mercy of the job centre, remember that if it's less than 3 years since you graduated from university, your university career service has a 3-year career guarantee, meaning you can go back and access career support from your university career service. As part of that guarantee, help is usually free. The job coaches in the job centres are currently, I believe, level 3 or level 4 qualified, which means that they're qualified to give advice and information, but not necessarily guidance unless they have what is called a level 6 qualification. Now we come on to bookcareers.com. Quite a lot of what we do is free or low cost, and all of it is qualified careers guidance. And we do all of this without any external sponsorship. All the links to what I'm about to say can easily be found on the Book Careers website or in the blog post that accompanies this podcast. Number one is our job club. We have just launched our Book Careers Newcomers Job Club. So if you are entry level, career changing into the UK book industry, or just curious, then you're welcome to join us. We envisage a monthly evening group call with updates on our bookcareers.com live forum, where there'll be lots of opportunity for you to ask questions publicly. And that means publicly without it impacting on your social media profile or job search. I know only too well how worried some people are that their current boss is reading their tweets, so this allows you to register with an anonymous username and chat away without giving any identifying information. You can join our platform at bookcareers.com/live. If you've already been employed in the UK book industry and are currently unemployed as a result of the pandemic, then our Book Careers Professionals Job Club is the place for you. We meet virtually every other week, usually on a Tuesday in the daytime. We're quite rigid about who can join the professionals, so do check you don't qualify for the Newcomers Job Club first. You can only be a member of one job club, so it's a one or the other, I'm afraid. Something else we do is keep a register of people who are looking for UK book industry jobs. We call this the CV Clearinghouse, and you can register by going to the bookcareers.com website and clicking the job vacancy link. Now, you might not see any job vacancies advertised, and that's because we work backwards. We get employers asking us all the time if we know people who are looking for particular jobs or roles, and we search for candidates for them. So being registered on the CV Clearinghouse helps us locate you quickly. We don't guarantee any level of response, but if you're looking for a job, it makes sense to be registered. Another place to get support is via our Careers Clinic. This is an online free 15-minute conversation where you get to speak to a fully qualified careers advisor, that's me, and ask questions, and I will aim to help where I can. This isn't a CV consultation, it's a quick Q&A designed to allow you to ask me questions and see if I can point you in the right direction. It also enables us to have a chat if you're thinking about going for any of our paid services before you actually make a booking. If you need help with your CV and covering letter or any job application, or maybe help prepping for an interview, then yes, we can do this. We do this as an employability consultation, and clients have described this service as the best help ever. During this consultation, we will also aim to give you the tools that will help you ace not just the current job application, but any future applications or interviews. We aim to keep the cost of this low, and if you use the code EMPLOY20, you can take £10 off the price. However, if you're listening to this episode in November 2020 and use the code Black Friday, all uppercase, no spaces, you can take £20 discount off the price. This is a strictly time-limited offer with no exceptions, and we've made lots of extra appointments available for you to be able to take up this offer. Without any discounts, the usual cost is £59. If you're looking for free help with your CV, covering letter, or to prep for a job interview, then do check out past episodes of this podcast. I've given loads of tips and direction over the past 97 episodes. So you can go back to the bookcareers.com homepage, see the link for podcasts, and find all the past episodes. For future episodes, you can subscribe to us via iTunes, Spotify, and most platforms. Just search for Book Careers. Now, we run a training course, How to Job Search in Book Publishing. It's on hiatus at the moment, and it will be back in 2021 when, fingers crossed, the book of the course will be published. I've just cleared 2 weeks in my diary to finish writing the book, so please bear with me. You're unlikely to find the book yet available for pre-order, as I've moved publication dates so many times, a certain online platform got very fed up with me. So I thought it best not to relist it until publication was assured. As they say, watch this space. Then we come to the big stuff. As bookcareers.com, we provide career support for a number of publishers. So if you're employed in a UK book publisher and losing your job, and your employer is offering you career support, you can ask for us to be your careers advisor to help you through this process. As you can imagine, we have an excellent track record in getting people back to work. If you're unemployed and have lost your UK book industry job, it may be possible for you to receive sponsored career support from the Book Trade Charity, but spaces are limited. If you want to know if you qualify for this type of support, please book in for a chat with me in our Book Careers Careers Clinic, and we'll discuss your options and whether you qualify for sponsorship. I'm going to leave it there for today. Next week we'll be almost back to normal. Episode 99, would you believe? Not bad for a podcast that was only meant to have 12 episodes. And next week we'll be talking about normal career stuff.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter at BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.